Hi, it's Jade. If you don't know me, I've done a few stuff on Pillow Talk and Gone Wild Audio, and today I decided to do a questionnaire. It's the Curious Questionnaire. So there's only 7 questions, but I might ramble a lot. First question. What is a fond memory you have of your first romance or crush? So my first relationship, he took me out to see his parents at their lake house, and we went sailing. It was one of those things where I feel like you'd remember maybe for the rest of your life because it was such a big first in your life, like a big milestone. So I remember jumping off from the jetty. It's really high. It would have been 20 meters, and I know the water's about 6 feet deep. So we jumped off of j the jetty. My then boyfriend pushed me, and I thought I was gonna die because I belly flopped into the water. It wasn't like a violent push, it was more of we were wrestling. Like when you push into each other, you're bumping into each other. And then I just fell into the water. And then I remember he had his sister and his sister's friends come over as well to that trip. One of the girls, she was dared to chase this guy around who was like on a paddleboard, and he was so scared. It's like he was paddling really slowly, like this complete stranger. And she was just swimming towards him. And he was just trying to paddle faster and faster away from her, but she held onto the board and he fell into the water. And I remember his grandma on that trip. So she's German and she doesn't speak a lot of English, but I know she kept going below deck to get more rum, which turns out by like half of the trip she'd been so plastered, but she didn't talk a lot. And my ex's dad was like, "Oh no, Granny, you've had too much alcohol. It's time to stop now." It was just so funny to me. Like this prim old lady who was very quiet, just really friendly, just smiles a lot at you, like day drinking. Next question. What is your favorite thing that you s can see from where you are right now? Tell me why. I'm trying to think of something, but I can't really see anything that I like in particular. There is this Monopoly set that my friend left at my house. It's been about 2 years now and she hasn't come to claim it as of now. It's one of those Game of Thrones Monopoly sets. I kind of like it because it symbolized our friendship in a way that so because of COVID, obviously I haven't been able to see her in over 2 years, and it was the last thing she left in my care. And it's followed me around, moving apartments and stuff, especially when you're renting, you feel like there's no place you really call home because you're constantly on the move. But I haven't seen Game of Thrones. My parents were overprotective when I was growing up, but my friends say that the ending was so bad that they wish they'd never started the series. because by the time they were invested, the creators just fucked it up. Yeah, tell me a silly story about yourself that you would tell me if we were hanging out. Sure, maybe we all big ourselves up a little in the retelling, but tell me something real. Bonus points for funny ones. I don't think I was supposed to read the last part. Silly story about myself. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite ones. Where, I had bio lab in my first year of uni. And we were growing bacteria in one of those agar plates. You're supposed to put them in a Ziploc bag and not actually open them. And then you look at the plates under a microscope. And I think I was spacing out, and the lab demo definitely said, like, oh, don't open it. And what I did was I looked down at the Ziploc bag, you know, my face was really close to it, and I opened it, and I was gonna reach for it. My friend was like, what the heck are you doing? Don't open it. And I'm like, oh, whoops. And then about a few days later, you know, my throat was just so painful, and turns out I caught strep. If you don't know what strep is, it's a type of bacteria, and the doctor was like, oh, this is really uncommon, like, how did you get it? And I was like, oh, I was growing bacteria in a lab. Yeah. Favorite nickname, how you got it, and why you likely let... I'm sorry, I don't remember how to speak English. It is 1 in the morning, and yes, favorite nickname. I don't think I have one. You don't get a lot of nicknames. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that one. Least favorite nickname, how you got it, and why you hate it. Again, I'm gonna skip that one. What's the most illegal thing you've done? Did you get caught? How did you make your getaway? I think the most illegal thing I've done is, well, drugs, obviously. Not, like, hardcore stuff, just weed. I was 18, and I remember visiting my friends who were studying in a different city, and apparently they fell into, like, the weed crowd, obviously. So the first time I had weed, it was with, like, a bong, and I was trying to act cool in front of my friends, so I had, like, I was like, yeah, you know, I can, like, inhale a shit ton and still be fine. What I didn't know was, I think it was super strong, especially for someone who's never had weed before, to do it with a bong. So, you know, everything was just so woozy. And then, it was so weird. When I was high, everything was in anime colors. Like, it felt like you were... It felt like you stepped into an Adventure Time, like, show. Like, the world of Adventure Time. You know, Finn and Jake, Cartoon Network. Yeah, but apart from that, I've shoplifted when I was, like, 16. It was so stupid. It was for this necklace, and I remember it was, like, $5, so not a lot of money. But, like... You know, when you've been watching Pretty Little Liars, you're like, oh, I can do this. So what happened was, I think the security guard was actually following me, like, outside of the store, and it was so scary, because then, like, I was going down the escalator, and they were just, like, hot on my trail. They were, like, a good few meters away, though. Like, they weren't being confrontational, but it was just, I kept, like, and I had blue hair at the time, so, yeah, it was very noticeable. And I just, you know, I freaked out and I ran, and then thank God my friend was already outside with a car, so yeah. Tell me about a childhood friend who you've since lost touch with. Why do you still think of him or her? What do you remember best about them? Do you wish them well or ill? Now invent a present life for them from what you know. I used to have this best friend. Her name was Naomi. I was bullied a lot growing up, so Naomi was one of the friends I really had. One of the true friends, kind of thing. I remember that I grew up kind of, like, I was always that weird, quirky girl in class. And I think Naomi liked it, you know? She kind of embraced that part of me where, you know, I was the girl who got a mermaid tail for her 12th birthday, like an actual mermaid tail that you can swim in. And all of the other girls thought it was lame, which sucks, but, like, you know. What do I remember best about them? I remember this one time we were at a restaurant and we were just drawing silly faces with tomato sauce on the plates. And it's like, yeah, that's one of the best things I remember about being with them. And, you know, we would exchange these gifts, handwritten letters, stuff we'd get from abroad. I wish them well. I've talked to them like once or twice since primary school. I kind of miss her, to be honest. It was always fun. I remember watching Taylor Swift's interview with her, but it was the kind where it was like 92 questions with Vogue or something, and then they follow her around the house. Now, I know that they're living in Melbourne, I think. Present life. Actually, I don't know where she is. I wonder what she's like. I wonder if she stands for the things I stand for. Maybe I can imagine her, you know, baking in her spare time. She's definitely got a dog. I think she might still keep in touch with some of our high school friends. I think she'd do well at school, but, like, she'd also party on the weekends. And I can just imagine her, you know, drinking and then just getting on a table and just dancing with her friends. And I feel like if you did hang out with her, you know, it will always be a good time. I kind of miss her a lot. Anyways, that's the whole questionnaire. Thanks for listening. I know it's been pretty long. But yeah, let me know what you think. Or, you know, if you want me to do more or less of these. See you.